Hi, this is a dictation for Angela Alston, A-N-G-E-L-A, A-L-F-T-O-N. Date of birth is 5/22/1966. Date of service is 9/8/2022. Miss Angela Alston has been coming here for her chronic pain in the left shoulder and the lower back across, and both hands and wrist, and the left both ankle. She has been visiting a physical therapist, Focus Rehab, as well as she is doing chiropractic treatment with Dr. Sagala. She is doing a spine traction at home and yoga meditation. She is trying CBD oil and marijuana treatment. And she is also taking her blood pressure pills from the other doctor she cannot remember. Currently, her pain level is 8 in the left shoulder and the lower back and across and both hands and both ankles. ADLs are reported affected 8. Sleep is affected 10 among all of them, and enjoyment of life is 7. 40% pains are reported relieved. In the system review, patient reports that she's suffering from headaches, which are mostly frontal, with vision disturbance and difficulty sleeping, weakness, lack of focus, and anxiety, loss of memory. But she denies any fainting, blackout, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of concentration, and in the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness and shoulder stiffness, along with pain in the neck and the shoulder, and the wrist and hand pain. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, there are no changes in the pain level. And in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, no changes have been reported. Weight loss of few pounds. In the another trauma patient reports, there is an increased pain due to exercise and physical therapy. Current pain medication is the same, narcos, substance abuse, none. Compliance is still, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 152/98, pulse is 81, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of June 30, 2022, dictation number 0630-020. Along with diagnosis, the plan of care is to continue advising the patient about injection treatment for her issues for the MRI, which patient doesn't want to deal with. She has in writing refused to do any injection treatment. However, she's open to the idea of a consultation with the surgery. I have referred her to Dr. Oppenheimer for a consultation near a surgery for issues whether she can be operated. We're also doing chiropractic treatment and physical therapy that can continue. I provided her with naproxen 500 twice a day, level 50 at night, Flexeril 10 at night, and 4 Voltaren gel 3% 100 mg. For pain relief, I switch her over from Narcos to Tramadol 100 mg twice a day, 30 days supply. 60 tablets. She is advised about the yoga, meditation, local heat, physical therapy, and all. Thank you. We'll see her in a month's time.